Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Jet 2?
Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save 50 pounds per person. That's $200 off for a family of four. That's why you need to get on TikTok.
I'm really confused. Jet 2? Wait, I thought that was JetBlue's slogan.
Nope. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
What's a Jet 2 holiday?
I have no idea, but it's a sound on TikTok.
Nothing. Okay.
It's the only thing that's in my mind at all times.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Like, I guess it's kind of giving this, but, like, Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. It's like the same, yeah.
I think it's an airline in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, when you said save 50 pounds per person, I was like, okay. What's the context of the TikToks, though?
It's like people will put that sound that's presumably from an ad over just, like, their disaster vacations.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, welcome. What an intro, Sage. Thank you for starting us off.
Of course. So our wine this week is a birthday gift from my coworker. We love you. She's not going to be my coworker anymore because she is starting as a wine rep now.
No way.
So congrats to her.
Cheers.
She's going to kill it. It has sand on the bottle, which makes it really special. But Moser, you're better at pronouncing things.
I can't tell if that's an R or an N, because the cursive is weird. Yeah. All that we know is that the region is Campo de Borja. It is a crianza, which means, in Spaniard terms, crianza is a minimum of 9 months of aging in oak barrels before it's bottled. And it's usually cheaper, too, than most, like, aged wines that you find here in the States. But I like Spanish wine, because most of the time it's already aged a little bit. And it's much cheaper. So if you like more secondary tertiary notes from aging in red wines, Spanish wines are usually the way to go.
I just prefer Spanish wine in general. I've discovered their grapes, their styles. I like it more than French and Italian.
Is it because of the oak?
I don't think so. I think it's just because they tend to be... With Tempranillo, yes, I think it's because of the oak. But with, like, all the other ones, I think it's just lighter and fruitier. Generally. Mm. Then, like, Italian wines are, like, spicy.
And really in your face.
And then French wines are more, like, crisp. Generally. Not always.
Mm.
So, that's my take. Should we try this?
Yeah. It does smell interesting. Oh, so Sage was worried. She smelled the cork when she opened it, and she thought it was corked. Meaning, it's not expired by any means.
It's not corked, by the way. I just tried it.
It does have a weird, like, musty smell to it, though.
Yeah.
It's in a good way. But, no, so Sage thought it was corked upon first sniff. And corked wine is essentially just...
Wait, I can hear the person in the studio next to us singing very loudly.
I know, and it's,
They're doing great, but it's really distracting.
Okay, so it's,
Let's just ignore it.
Okay. It's gonna be really hard for me to ignore that. Shared studio.
Yeah.
It's okay. Anyways, so we thought the wine was corked. Wine just means that it was exposed to oxygen between the time of it being bottled and coming to us and us opening right now. And apparently, there's a way to get rid of that. So, saran wrap. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you can, like, take a bunch of saran wrap and just, like, shove it into the bottle. And something about the saran wrap, like, attracts all of those weird aromas that are from a corked wine, and when you pull it out, apparently it, like,
is better.
It gives it a new life. Yeah. So when you buy, like,
grocery outlet wine
or a 50-year-old bottle and you spend a shitload of money on it and you can't return it,
yeah,
that's, like, the best course of action that you can take to, like, somewhat enjoy it.
I would like to retract my previous statement. Grocery outlet takes back corked wine,
they do,
in case anyone was wondering. Yeah.
Is someone there to taste it?
No, they'll leave you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because they're like $5.
Because you're not drinking the whole thing.
Yeah. You're not going to lie about a $5 bottle of wine.
No.
All right, let's see.
That is delicious, Minda. Wait, so drug addicts.
Oh, yeah, that was my first topic. Well, after I literally wrote down, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Okay. So you're already out of order here. Just kidding.
This is something that you encounter a lot when you're working in restaurants and bars. You work with full-on drug addicts.
Okay, so when you initially texted me that, you were saying, like, oh, working with drug addicts. And my initial thought, I wasn't thinking about the service industry at all. I was thinking about, like, interventions, almost.
Oh,
like,
nope, like that's not what I was talking with, about.
Working with Shraga.
I'm learning that maybe I need to explain the topics a little bit more when I text you.
Well, no, but I understand now. It's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, I have plenty
of stories.
Plenty.
I figured you did.
Biggest thing, I mean, I had the biggest realization that, like, Coke isn't dead.
No, we've talked about that.
I seriously thought it was. I mean, just coming from someone who's never tried it before, let alone seen it in action, you know?
Even when I was just friends with goody-goody people, I still knew of people that were doing Coke.
I didn't
know. Like, through the grapevine.
I didn't know at all of people. I think it's something that people are ashamed of because they know how, like...
crazy it is.
Insane and, you know, like, out of this world doing Coke is.
No judgment.
It's
You're
just...
You're like, judgment for me, actually.
I guess... Yeah, I guess a little bit. I mean, there's, like, so much that... There's so much that you could judge me for, right? But it's just... I don't know. It's corny to me. I just can't get around it. Just because I think of Narcos and then, like, in the height of, like, the late 80s, early 90s, right? When it was taking its hold in L.A. and Miami from Pablo Escobar, like, importing it here. And then seeing the show and just the behind the scenes of, like, what actually goes on with drug traffickers like that. And just, like, how could you not think about that when you are starting it?
I get what you're saying. It's like you're not just doing a drug. It's you're supporting drug trafficking, mm-hmm. which is really shitty. I get it.
Kind of like how you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to... Maybe that's not the same thing, but...
I get the argument. It's like, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
But I do think that on the note of no judging... is I was inspired to say this because I think that it is, like, very interesting and something that everyone should experience to work with people who are drug addicts because it kind of humanizes them and you realize, like, they too have a life, have a personality. They're either a good worker or they're not. They're either a good friend or they're not. Like, when they're a coworker, they're just a person at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, that was kind of an eye-opening thing. They're not, like, I feel like growing up, it's just like, oh, they're a heroin addict. Like, that's it. That's their only personality trait. But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They're very complicated people.
Wait, so why did this stir up an idea in your mind?
Well, it was another conversation. I was reminiscing on my first restaurant job. Mm-hmm. This is a pizza place in Oregon. Everybody that worked there besides me was on something at, like, any point in the shift. And, one girl got fired for doing heroin in the bathroom, and I never knew that she was an addict until she got fired, but I was like, honestly, she was a good bartender, and she was really nice. I was kind of sad to see her go.
Yeah, and that begs the question, then. Should people be fired for doing drugs on the job? At the end of the day, they were actually, like, really good workers and, like, nice people?
I don't know.
And got the job done?
I mean, it was the fact that a customer caught her, I think, that's what did it. Because my bosses there were definitely aware of people. Coke was a big thing at that restaurant. And they didn't seem to care about that at all. But we did have another coworker that would, like, punch holes in the walk-in wall. And he was definitely on Coke. I didn't like him.
How do you punch holes in a walk-in wall?
Well, like, dents.
Okay.
But we could, like, hear it in the server station.
That's... Yeah, I know. Coke is a big thing. I wouldn't say it's... a huge thing at the place that I'm working at. Maybe I'm just totally blissfully unaware. In that case, that's great. But I would say you're more likely to come across someone, whether you're going to a restaurant or working in one, that's high on marijuana.
Oh, yeah. That's just every restaurant bar. I wasn't even including that in drugs, to be honest.
I would, just because... In the past, there have been times where, like, I certainly have, like, hit a wax pen before going into shift, and, you know, sometimes I took it too far, and sometimes it was, like, just right, and, you know, I was able to, like, kind of coast a little bit, but I get paranoid very easily, only because, I guess it's a genetic trait, but my eyes.
You get high eyes.
They turn so red, no matter, I could literally be... just, like, the slightest bit buzzed, no matter how much I intake, my eyes are turning, like, ruby red.
I can attest. This is true.
And so, at work, I mean, I have eye drops, so if on the occasion, if I did hit a wax pen, like, I had, like, a backup so that I wouldn't be thinking in my mind the entire time, oh my god, I look high, oh my god, I look high. But, no, and it's just, I guess you could argue that fits into this conversation, too. I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily an addiction, because I haven't been purchasing marijuana or using it in any way, shape, or form in the last few weeks. Because school, too. Because, oh my god, there was a time, though, where I was smoking and, like, going to class and just, like, hitting a wax pen just to, like, get through the day. But
well, you're better now.
But I wouldn't get a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Or, like, I would, but it wouldn't be to the same caliber, I would say, that I can get work done at now.
Okay. I don't know. I just...
It does make you lazy.
Yeah.
It does.
Do you have any crazy, like, working with... I'm going to clarify heroin and meth addict.
Have not seen that.
I think that was an Oregon thing, heroin and meth. Like, were super common. Like, coke, it was just that one restaurant, but it wasn't very common. Most of the people that I knew or had heard of doing that were people that had moved out of state. It was heroin and meth, which is what made it so scary because, like, the pipeline didn't stop. I feel like in these party cities, it's like you're doing all the party drugs if you're gonna do the drug thing. You're doing coke, molly, whatever, shrooms. And then you kind of stop there. But the pipeline in Oregon is pretty much straight to heroin and meth, it seems like.
I'm just shocked that that bartender was able to function. Because heroin, that's a downer, right? That usually mm-hmm. puts you on your ass.
She must have been, like, hardcore addicted, I don't know.
Or it has the opposite effect of people... Well, no. Isn't... Everyone gets addicted.
Right? Yeah.
Because...
That's my understanding.
Heroin, meth, those are the drugs where, like, you try them once and you're, like...
Cooked forever.
On it. Unless if you have the personality that just chooses not to be addicted to it, then you're like, oh, stay away after you do try it. I don't know.
I'm not going to test that one out.
I don't know. I mean, like, marijuana is already so it for me. Like, truly, like, I told you this before. I could give up drinking if it meant that I could keep weed.
Okay.
If you took away my right to, like, take an edible gummy and go to sleep.
You would be mad.
Yeah, it would be an insurrection uprising at the Capitol, for sure. Like, I would get a group together and, like, storm that shit, for sure.
It would be as if they took away your right to marry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Give the people their weed.
Mm-hmm. I totally... Oh, my God. That's actually such an interesting point you bring up. What if they do try that shit?
They won't.
Even if they did, though, do you think there would be, like, an insurrection uprising?
Yes.
That would be
because,
insane.
Like, I'm not, like, the most outspoken... I mean, obviously, I'm an ally, but, like, I've never been to a pride. I've never, like, gone to a protest about it. But, like, if they were to try and take that away, there's so many people like me that would come out of the woodwork and be like, yeah, that's not okay.
Honestly, I was kind of shocked about the No Kings protest.
What was that about? I don't even know. I saw it, but...
So, the No Kings, I think the main thing, it uprose from his $45 million birthday party that he threw with, like... an army parade and using taxpayer dollars to, like, close parts of Washington down so that this parade could happen. And then it was kind of funny because nobody was there, really. It just wasn't giving. But,
it was like a lame party.
Yes. But the protest was referred to as No Kings because that's what, like, dictators are famous for doing, is, like, putting on parades to, like, celebrate not only their birthday, but just to, like, just celebrate anything in general, any kind of assembly, right? And the fact that he did it for his birthday is kind of out of touch. Out of touch.
For sure.
Because you're, like, why are you using that money for... Use your Dogecoin. Use the money that you're making from your Dogecoin.
Yeah, use your money.
To pay for your expenses, you know?
Agreed.
It just doesn't... It's just interesting. But there was thousands of protests across... United States. Thousands. And in places that I wasn't expecting. Like, like red states and, like, traditionally red cities as well.
I think that goes back to, like, me and you have talked about this before, but I haven't talked about it on here. Maybe I shouldn't get political. I think that the reason
I don't think we're getting political. I think we're just mentioning
Trump was able to get the support that he did is because he figured out how to talk to like the common man, right? Whereas, like, Democrats tend to talk at this very, like, my daddy went to Princeton, I went to Stanford, whatever. He just, even though he is the epitome of that, of, like, daddy's money, he learned to talk to the general public and speak to them and, like, their actual concerns. And then he won, but I can see how his supporters would turn on him for something like that, because they're like, no, you actually aren't a common man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they didn't get that after that whole capital insurrection thing. Like, sometimes I wake up and I remember that happened, and I'm just like,
did you know that? I know somebody that was there.
Where'd you know them from, Morgan?
I don't want to, like, say too much.
You don't
but
have
basically
to, like, put them on blast.
Through a job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Through one of the businesses that you owned?
No.
Oh, okay.
Through a job. But
was it the girl doing heroin at your restaurant?
Completely different era. I was asking him about it because he didn't know it was going to turn into an insurrection. He was just there for the protest, and he was like, no, it was really freaking scary, and we, like, got the fuck out of there as quickly as we could.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger King was there.
Hell yeah, Tiger King.
Maybe not him himself, but the team was. Remember that? Yeah. That's funny.
All right, I've got...
Okay, wait, are we still on the topic of drug addicts, though?
Do you have another story?
Completely derailed from that. I would say the biggest drug that people are on is drinking on the job.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even include that.
But, like, it's still a substance.
Yeah.
You know, like, substances are substances, whatever, what category you want to put them in. And especially at a bar, you know.
Yeah.
If you think that the staff is taking shots, they are. And you just need to shut up.
The owner probably is, too.
Yep.
The owner is the most likely drinker on the job, actually.
Oh, yeah, if the staff is taking shots, like...
So is the owner.
They learned that from somewhere.
Yeah. My sister did have a really funny story about a meth addict that she worked with. She was like, yeah, this girl that I worked with was addicted to meth, and she had an abusive ex-husband that would sometimes, like, roll up and just, like... This is not a funny story. Actually, it's a terrifying story.
Okay. Wait, so roll up and what? Like cuss the shit out of her?
Like, fight with her about the kids.
Oh.
So it's just, I don't know. I think there's a lot of value in, like, getting these jobs, though, and, like, seeing that, like, that does exist and that these people are still people.
Yeah, because the common person isn't exposed to that.
No. Not unless you work service industry. Or maybe retail you would be, too. But I didn't work retail for very long.
I want to get someone who works in a grocery store on here.
Me, too.
It's a really good idea.
I don't know anybody. I'll just ask somebody, like, next time we're at the grocery store.
I mean, I used to work in a Walmart during the pandemic, and...
Every time we hang out, I learn about a new job of yours, recently.
I've had... What was the last one that you found about? My first one, right?
Yeah.
Cold Stone Creamery. I worked at a PacSun for a little bit.
Hell yeah. So you did work retail.
I was there for 3 weeks. I wouldn't really count that necessarily, but, what else did I do? Yeah. Walmart.
Were you a greeter?
No, I actually worked in the online grocery department.
Oh, so you were like a shopper.
I just ran the bins out to cars.
Oh.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. That's like the easiest job.
And plus, I worked it with my little brother.
That's kind of fun.
It was fun. And then, like, I met all of his weird, like, straight friends there, too. I'm weird in the most endearing way possible, but, you know, like, they were all just like, wow, Jacob, like, your brother's actually really cool. And then my brother, I remember him being like, why wouldn't he be? And then I was like, my brother being an ally, you know, I was like...
I would hope so.
Well, yeah, because, like, what a great response to that, too. Why wouldn't he be? You know? That's a really, really great, like, open-ended... You know what you were thinking. Don't say it. Like...
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It makes me happy that he's, like, patrolling the streets.
He is.
As a popo now.
I'm sure he's a really good police officer.
Because I'm sure he has somewhat good... I say somewhat good intentions, not that he's gonna, like, hurt anybody, but, like... He likes to fuck with people. That's his
thing. He wants to protect and serve. I think that's his goal.
Yeah, there you go.
Not torment.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he does, like, he's very witty, and he likes to fuck with people.
Yeah.
I think he'd be very good at it. I don't think his goal is to make people nervous. Like,
if it comes to that, he could.
He could, and then that's a superpower because, you know, when you make people nervous, that's when they slip up.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
I don't know. We've been diverging a lot the last 5 minutes. Do you have more drug addict stories?
Most of them stem from that job, which it was
your first job?
Yeah. Like, we had this one guy that would go to rehab and then just come back every, like, couple months, and it was just, like, on the routine. But then he would, like, be in the back definitely high because he would be making the pizzas, and he would be, like, literally 2 inches away from the pizza, like, trying to figure out what to put on the pizza.
Maybe he was just being really, really meticulous about it.
Nobody's that meticulous.
I don't know. Sometimes... High on wet marijuana, or
no, I think it was heroin.
See, I wouldn't know. I don't know what that like looks like, but I know like sometimes I'm overthinking way too much.
Yeah.
On weed, and then I'm doing everything in certain orders and patterns that don't really make sense or that aren't like to the norm.
I think that you would know if you saw somebody high on heroin. It's like being like really crossed, except there's like an aura of darkness.
From the outside perspective?
From the, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's like, have you ever been like, I don't think you have because I think we've talked about this, but when I get crossed and it's good, I literally have not one thought in my mind. I'm just like kind of nothing.
That's the good kind?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm like, I'm like happy about it. Like I'm still like talking to people and enjoying my life.
Oh, but like.
But I'm just like.
But when you're not talking, you're just.
Yeah. I'm just like perfectly content as a human. Like not one care in the world. But it's, like, joyous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that with a heroin addict, it's, like, they're just soulless.
Like, it's a new level of, like, crossfadedness.
Yeah.
That you've experienced.
That I...
Something beyond. Speaking of soulless, can I talk about a movie that I watched the other day?
Of course.
I feel like I'm the last person to see this movie. I don't know. Are you a movie buff? Do you, like, watch movies?
I don't watch movies. Often?
Me neither. Not that that's a bad thing if you watch movies, but, you know, like, No, I hung out with my friend from college on Sunday before we went to the Olive Mill. There's so much that we have to talk about. The Olive Mill. The Olive Mill was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so my friend who I reconnected with this past Sunday, she watches so many movies. Like, she was bringing up so many references, and, you know, I was kind of like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you haven't seen... You know, like, just to give you an example of how much movies I don't watch, I haven't seen The Godfather.
Me neither.
Well, I know, but, like, that's blasphemy to most of the general population.
They need to get a life.
But they would say we need to get a life and, like, watch The fucking Godfather.
You know what? Nothing beats a Jensen Holiday.
I mean, for me, like, my top three movies, four, I'll give you four. Avatar, the first one, in order, number one. Number two would be The Devil Wears Prada. Number three would be Finding Nemo. And number four, Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock.
I haven't seen the last one.
It's a pretty good... It's kind of cheesy and, like, corny, hokey-pokey, but it's cute. And it, like, it explores morals within, you know, like, the pageantry, beauty, modeling, acting industry. So it was a cool, interesting take. And then, what was I saying, though? But, so, I'm not well-versed in movies, take it or leave it, but I watched Subservience on Netflix.
That sounds scary.
It was kind of scary, but because it's an AI...
Well, you don't like horror movies.
Well, it was more of a thriller.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was... There was no jump scares. There was no, like, demons or ghosts or anything in it. It was just... So Megan Fox played the AI robot, Alice, in this movie. And it was... She slayed that role so hard. It was such a good performance on her end. Only, like... It just worked. It worked. Just because... I mean, she still looks smashing, banging. Megan Fox... But she's gotten the, I don't know, maybe it was editing, but she has to have had work done, right, at some point?
I don't know. I think everybody in Hollywood gets work done.
Okay, but like, if you look at Megan Fox and Jennifer's body, and then look at Megan Fox and Subservience.
It's like a 20-year difference.
Well, yeah, but like, in 20 years, your lips aren't going to double in size.
No,
and your cheekbones aren't going to move 2 inches up your face. And your eyebrows aren't going to get... fuller. And
I do feel like it's confirmed that like almost everybody in Hollywood gets work done.
I believe that. I mean, if I had the money,
I'm scared of surgery, but I get the sentiment.
Honestly, the only thing truly that I can think about getting done right now would be my eyebrows. Like, I would just want them like a hair transplant in my eyebrows.
You have bushy eyebrows, you don't need it.
They're not bushy.
I mean, they're full
quite
enough
thin. I think they're quite thin. Okay, anyways, regardless, so she The commitment to this role, the casting director, whoever, like, cast Megan Fox as the robot, I think did a fabulous job. Because the work that she does have done, she looks, like, so perfect, almost too perfect, where I'm like, yeah, that is an AI ex machina robot. Because she just, like, has that look, that modern...
So
that
is
modern
she, like, a... What does she do in the movie?
Okay, so... Essentially, this single dad at the time, because his wife was in the hospital, buys this robot from, honestly, it looked like an IKEA for, like, these, like, different robots that were just, like, strung about doing anything. Yeah. And so he buys her, obtains her, I should say bias.
Well, sounds like you did buy her.
Well, I also don't want to say it because, well, it's a robot. Anyways, so takes her home. This is not really any, like, good way to formulate that. In the beginning, she's very much like, I just need to know, you know, like, school schedules. We only do around the house.
Yeah, like a house helper.
Yes, nanny.
Yeah,
nanny.
Basically.
And there's this one point in the movie, they're watching Casablanca, which is another classic movie that
I've never seen.
Yeah, but the father's watching it in the middle of the night, and then Alice walks over, and she's like, oh, you're watching Casablanca.
Yeah.
Because AI, like, they just know. Like,
no.
And he was saying, like, this isn't just a movie, like, it's something that you need to experience. Is there any way that you can, like, wipe your memory or your hard drive of this, of any information in regards to this movie and experience it with me? And she was like, maybe you just have to, like, reset, power off, power on. So when he does that, I guess in some way, shape, or form, yes, she did lose that information about Casablanca and she was able to watch it, but she also reprogrammed some of her settings so that she could go haywire in the end of the movie. I don't want to spoil it because it's kind of a good movie.
Okay.
I would suggest that you watch it.
I won't, because I don't watch movies. Like, my entire life...
It's only an hour and a half. It's not, like, that much of a commitment. Like...
I don't watch movies unless they're Hunger Games.
It's Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah, we watched that. That was good.
It was good.
But, yeah, I would say a good amount of my life consists of people telling me I should watch a movie, me saying that I will, and then immediately forgetting what the movie was.
Most of the time it happens at...
At work.
Word, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, yeah, that sounds so good.
Do you
good.
Like watching shows, though?
Love shows.
Okay, so you'll binge 8 episodes of a 1 hour each.
I have a justification for this. I like to become emotionally invested in the characters over, like, years. If I'm, like, gonna learn about a character and like them, I want to know, like, 5 years of their life.
But you haven't watched Gossip Girl, though.
I don't know why I've never watched Gossip Girl. I have no explanation. I do prefer the a little bit more drama than that.
Chat canceled her.
Chat canceled.
Gossip Girl's so good. I already finished season one and rewatching it right now.
I prefer, like, a little bit more life and death of a drama.
I just want to live that New York City drama queen lifestyle, you know? Maybe not the drama part, but, like, literally the first time I went to New York, I met up with my BFF in high school who put me on to Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And we spent a whole day traveling to the big spots that were, like, repeat areas in the show.
That's fun.
Just so that we could, like, you know, eating our lunch on the Met steps, you know, like, it was so fun.
So, is that your favorite show, Gossip Girl?
No. I would say, I mean, shows, it changes, because, you know, discovering new ones and really being into them, especially when they're really, really good. But maybe this is controversial of me. Actually, no. The guy that made it controversial isn't on it anymore, or, like, a part of producing it. But Rick and Morty, it's so stupid and, like, literally out of this world and just outlandish and crazy. There's no reason for me just, like, not to laugh every episode. I love that show.
All right.
Yeah. But I did recently watch Drops of God on Apple TV Plus.
What is that?
So it's a wine program. It's a fictional story, but it involves wine. So immediately my mom and I were hooked, right? So apparently Drops of God, it was a manga that was produced, I want to say, like, in the late 80s. And this manga is what brought wine culture to Japan. Cool. Manga was so popular that all of a sudden people in Japan were like, oh, wine, let's check it out, you know? And yeah, the adaptation is a little bit different in the show itself, but it just follows. Father dies. Father has the largest and most expensive wine collection in the world, and he pins his own daughter and his apprentice, who was learning everything from him about wine, in, like, a mini competition to see who will be the inheritor of the estate and the wine itself. And there's a lot more side plots and, you know,
yeah,
things that go on in between the competition part of it all. But it is very, very fun, very intriguing to watch.
Hell yeah.
And it's just 8 episodes. It's just a little mini series. There's no continuation or anything.
So my favorite show is either The 100 or The Vampire Diaries. I need, like, the teen drama, but I also need life and death.
What's The 100? Is that the one where it's like...
It's the best show ever. It's about...
That doesn't tell me anything.
It's... I'll sum it up really quick. It's basically, like, after an apocalypse, people had gone into a spaceship to survive because it was after nuclear war, so Earth was unsurvivable. And then their spaceship starts breaking. They're just orbiting Earth. And so they send... On this spaceship, if you commit a crime, they can just kill you because they don't have room for you. But if you're under 18, then you go to, like, prison on the spaceship. So they decide to send 100 prisoners back down to Earth to see if it's survivable.
Is it on Netflix?
I think so.
I remember starting it. I couldn't even get to the first episode.
The first little bit kind of sucks, but it gets good, and then it gets crazy, and I don't know, I love it.
Okay.
And also, in my humble opinion, this was the first show that did a very good inclusivity of gay people without, like, making a big deal of it. Like, I think, like, maybe Glee and Modern Family were first, but they, like, made it a plot point of the show. It wasn't in The 100. It was just, like...
Just there.
It was just there. They weren't trying to make a point.
Interesting.
So.
Gay and lesbian?
I think it was just lesbian. Oh, no, it was both. They had a gay and a lesbian couple. Cool. But so much so to the point where the lesbian couple in that show, which was they were just more prominent characters than the gay couple, was called Clexa. And there is a convention that still happens just about, like, incorporating gay characters into TV shows that's called Clexicon. So, yeah. That's my... Thank you for coming to my TED Talk about The 100.
Gay people will just do anything, huh?
Really? I think it's in Canada.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never been.
You never been to Canada?
No, I've never been to Clexicon.
Oh.
I've been to Canada.
I want to go to the BC.
British Columbia? Yeah, Vancouver's an awesome city. We should go. Let's see what else I have. I found a few TikToks that were Scottsdale and Phoenix specific tea. It was like people post the TikTok and then they're like, I'm bored, tell me like tea about Scottsdale or Phoenix. And I was reading through all the comments and there was some funny stuff in there. So I took screenshots and I would love your thoughts.
What kind of tea though?
You'll see. So this first comment is about a place you used to work at. I'm not going to say the name, but you can just read it because I don't want to get in trouble with the owner of this place, but this restaurant steals literally every single dish they've ever quote-unquote created from cookbooks, like exact dishes word for word, and fired me because my mom had a heart attack.
That's insane.
So what do you think?
So, okay.
Do you think that's true?
There was, yes, because there was one dessert that we had there at some point that was incredible. Like, I always, like, hyped it up to people. I was like, you need to get it, but, like, I like it with this kind of ice cream instead of, like, the regular
ice cream that we put on. It was really good.
The stinky toffee pudding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new dessert, though. It had never been on the menu before. It was from Instagram. I learned from the pastry chef that worked there in the mornings that it was from Instagram. It wasn't an original recipe.
And can I, like, give some background on this? It's not... Because stealing cookbook recipes isn't necessarily, like, piping hot tea, but it kind of is for this place because the chef that works there is supposed to be, like, very renowned, and she does claim to make all these recipes.
I wonder...
And it's a really expensive restaurant.
Yeah, I wonder... Now I want to know, like, we got to get ChatGPT in on this.
Yeah.
Should we go and order everything on the menu and take pictures of them? Yeah. So that we can see? Oh, I just said it.
Oh, it's okay, I'll remember it. Yeah, and also, based on what I know about, and you know better, but about the owner and, like, some other people that have worked there or whatever, it kind of doesn't surprise me, the second part of that.
No, about that person's mom having a heart attack, because they probably called out.
And then got fired.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a valid reason to call out, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, but then also... So Arizona, it's a right-to-work state. You can get fired at any time for not having a reason. Literally.
Yeah, same with Oregon and California.
Yeah, so, like, I've never worked at a restaurant, though, that uses that rule so fiercely.
It was crazy.
Never.
I never worked there, but I know a lot of people that have worked there. So, anyway. And
they use that shit. Like, yeah.
They don't get
that's
back.
Crazy that it was in the comments. Honestly, that restaurant has been through so many crews. It's, like, funny that person used to work there and left a comment.
On this.
These people, 20 likes, those are probably all people that used to work there.
Probably. And it's the way that the person that made this TikTok was interacting with it, too. Mm. Okay. So many of these comments were regarding the Fashion Square Mall that I had to include one. I don't think I believe most of them, but this one seems
like... Are they saying,
like,
there's, like, a trans-dimensional portal in the basement or something?
Kind of. They're saying there's, like, secret tunnels. That's, like, the majority of the comments. And I love a secret tunnel.
Yeah.
So, like, if
it's
there...
It's like the Vatican.
If there are secret tunnels, like, we need to find them. But it says, I've done multiple demo jobs at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They have a whole underground tunnel system with restricted access in most parts and hidden rooms. Also, they have a mannequin graveyard that'll scare the shit out of you if you walk into it unsuspectingly. Like, this comment was the most believable out of all of them, because it's just like, okay, they have underground storage.
And he said he was working
multiple demo jobs. Yeah.
So, underground tunnel system, it's probably for deliveries and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And, like, the way this comment was describing it, that's why I picked this one, it's like, I believe that.
What were some of the other ones you were saying?
Oh, some of them were saying, I didn't even take screenshots of them, but they were saying, like, oh, there's a secret tunnel that goes from the Phoenix airport to Scottsdale Fashion Square to transport rich people. And it's like, bitch, why? It's a 10-minute drive. Like, they could take a Suburban. It's just, like,
that
not
seems
that.
Seems a little extra to me.
And I don't think the rich people are staying in Old Town.
No.
They're staying in, like, Paradise Valley. So I didn't believe that. And then another one said, there's a secret underground club under Scottsdale Fashion Square that's only open on weekends. And the reason I didn't believe that is because there is no fucking way I wouldn't have heard about that by now. I've lived in Old Town for a year and a half, and, like, I'm so ingrained.
Unless if it's so secret that, like, nobody can, like, take pictures or videos of anything.
But you would have heard about it. Like, somebody would have told you.
If it's a secret underground club under the Scottsdale Mall, it's probably not meant for our tax bracket, right?
I just feel that might be true, but, like, think about how many really rich people we interact with that like us and invite us to hang out with them.
Maybe they're not rich enough.
Maybe, but I was kind of irritated at first because I was like, why haven't I been invited? And then I was like, it's probably because this person is lying.
It's not real. Yeah.
Okay. This one's kind of dark. I'll skip it.
Oh, I
want
to hear it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know about Scottsdale, but apparently a security guard at Banner Desert Hospital in Mesa got arrested for necrophilia in the morgue there. And then I was reading some of the replies to the comment that were, like, backing them. They were like, yeah, I work there. Like, this definitely happened.
That's tough.
So this just made me think, like, if I die,
necrophilia,
I don't want to go to the morgue.
Sex with dead people, right?
Yeah. I don't want to go to a morgue. I want my family to babysit my body until I get buried.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't know, buy a pocket pussy. Like, why are you trying to have sex with dead bodies?
People are weird.
I don't know. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore. This isn't tea, but it is a conspiracy theory. Old Town is flooded with closed art galleries owned by restaurants to prevent any additional competition in the area.
I'm sorry, but, like, the restaurants out in that area do not make enough money to be
able
to
think about, like, Beverly. Like, because that entire street, this is the street that I now work on, has only art galleries, and then I think there's one restaurant, Cell, and then my tasting room, and now Jamie's, and then Beverly. So there's four food or beverage establishments on that strip. And then the rest is just fully just art galleries. Like, I think there's one clothing boutique too. No fucking way that, like, they're all making that much money. And it's a pretty long street too. It's like, there's probably like 20 art galleries.
Wait, this is implying that, or insinuating, I hope you even tagged me in this. I haven't opened the app. I haven't seen it. This is insinuating that the art galleries own the restaurants?
Other way around.
The restaurants own the art
galleries. The restaurants own the art galleries to take up the space so that other competition can't come in.
All those restaurants were there after the galleries were there, though.
I don't know. I haven't been here that long.
Those galleries have been there
for eons.
Yeah.
So maybe it falls apart.
That's the only strip of galleries that's in Old Town.
And this has been a little bit disproven to me by the fact that the owner of the art gallery next door to where I work comes in, like, every day and talks to us. So, like, he's definitely a real person, and it's definitely a real art gallery. He tells me about his clients and stuff. And I've also asked him about, like, how do you even make money? I say it nicer than that, obviously, but he's like, well, I make, like, one sale a month, and that pays for, like, basically the art is so expensive. That's how it works. But the whole art gallery thing is weird to me. I don't know if I'll ever, even if I am in that tax bracket, I don't think I could do it.
I think I could. Because if I'm in that tax bracket, I'm not going to be buying wall art from Home Goods.
No, but, like, I know people that are very good artists, and I would just hire them to pay me things.
Yeah, but then you have to, like, wait for it. Whereas,
so
if you want to decorate something, you can, like, do research and, like,
I would much rather support a smaller artist, I guess, is my argument. But, sorry, I just got a message from my group chat, family group chat, that there was a tornado.
You're like, did you film it? I want to see.
They're fine.
Actually,
it was in a town that was, like, adjacent to where nobody actually lives in that town. It's just close.
Oh.
Okay, and then the other conspiracy that I screenshotted about the Scottsdale Art Galleries, this person says specifically five. Scottsdale art galleries are owned by organized crime and are friends. And that I could believe more, because think about how many drugs are going on in Scottsdale, and that could be a really efficient way to launder money.
I mean, could it, though?
Yes.
Well, but, like, if you don't have the sales to back up the amount of money that are coming in.
Let's say we were trying to launder money. I throw some paint on a canvas, okay? I own this art gallery, right? And then I have my friend come in with money that I gave him from selling drugs and buy it for $10,000, and then boom, the money is clean because they bought my shitty painting. I think that might be the best way to launder money.
That might be the best way, but then again, like, I don't know. Like, these art galleries, they're not selling a lot, are they? Maybe I'm just totally unaware of how much they're selling, but...
I don't know. But if I was a drug dealer, I think that's how I would do it. So that one I believe more than the restaurants owning.
Yeah, because restaurants, especially in Old Town, there's not a lot of profit margin.
You don't think so?
I really don't think so. I mean, especially for the new restaurants, like Jamie's. Think about Jamie's. Jamie's Bottle Shop, she has bottles of wine there that are $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah.
And they just opened. I don't think that I mean, she owns Wrigley Mansion, so I think they're fine. They can, you know, sit off of a low deficit or, like,
they
a low margin for a little while. But it's not... I don't know.
I mean, the only business that I have access to the books does make good money, so...
What if Wrigley is behind all of the money laundering?
They're not.
No, I know. But, no, like, the Beverly, they opened up within the last 2 years. I mean, they're cranking, they're busy all the time, but, like, it's expensive to run a restaurant. You're not really working with, like, a huge margin in the first place.
Well, back to the drug dealer front thing, though, I do have confirmation that there was a drug dealer living less than a block from where all of those art galleries are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not his... Well, he's not dealing drugs, but his neighbor was.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
Exactly what a drug dealer would say.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, this is another thing that I have commentary on, so I'm going to talk about it. 98% of women who have high-end luxury materials and cars are escorts. Scottsdale is riddled with escorts. I didn't know this until recently, but it totally is. And this is nothing against them, but somebody was telling me that they went to court for reasons I will not talk about, and that basically... they were very surprised by the amount of people that were also there, because when you go to court, you have to wait in line, basically, in front of all the other people that have a court date that day. And they were very surprised by the amount of people that were there for prostitution, and this was a Scottsdale court. And they were like, I didn't know that was happening in Scottsdale. Like, where do they even go? But after hearing that story, yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm guessing a lot of it happens via online.
Do you think prostitution should be legal?
Kind of, yeah.
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 Because, like, it's not going anywhere. It's like the war on drugs. Why are we fighting it?
I don't know. I feel like maybe it should be like it is in Europe, where there are certain districts that it's legal. Red light districts.
Scottsdale would so be the red light district.
I think there would be, like, a little corner of it that is. Like, the Vortex, the clubs, like, that would be a red light district.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the bouginess of Scottsdale doesn't want... I mean, they do want that, but they don't want people to know that they want that, if it makes sense. So they would just, like, put it in a little riffraff corner.
Yep.
But I do think that, like, having a riffraff corner is, like, a good design. It's, like, just contain it to one area.
Yeah. Crazy. That makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah. This next one is basically saying the same things. Gotta say, alleged for safety reasons, you know, but be careful. In Old Town, lots of grape and trafficking comes from the inside of the club, and a lot of people are in on it. Fashion Square has hella rats. Okay.
I had no idea.
I had no idea either, but there was a lot of people talking about that. Also, they said anytime anyone dies or goes missing around Fashion Square, they work to cover it up, and most of the time it isn't heard about. Which is, like, it's just a mall. Like, I don't know why there's so much lore surrounding this mall. It's a nice mall, but...
Well, think about it. If somebody goes missing near Scottsdale Mall, do you think there's, like, some sort of trafficking ring happening there? That's why they're working so hard to cover it up, because they don't want their name tied to the missing report, and then people finding out that there's other things going on there.
I mean, it's hard for me to say, because I have spent...
Underground tunnel system.
Maybe there is
potentially.
But I've spent a lot of time out and about in that area at night, because... not only am I chronically going out, I'm also a door dasher. And so I'll be, you know, bringing shit to those apartments that are right around there till 2 in the morning, and I've never seen anything sketchy. So, I don't know.
I mean, who knows? There's so many streets in that little, like, Via Soleri Drive. Mm. You know Via Soleri?
Yeah.
It's right next to those apartments that you're talking about.
Optima?
Yeah. And then yeah. Optima is the one with, like, a bunch of trees and shit on it, right?
Yeah.
And then what's the one that's... It's the one that's right by the waterfront. It's, like, the really, really tall one.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. It's, yeah. It's next to Olive and Ivy.
Yes.
For anyone that's listening and knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Yes. So, like, that street, Via Soleri, there are so many, like, left and rights off of that road that I've never been down before.
Well, maybe that's, like, we need to do that. We need to explore.
That sounds fun, Jen.
We should. Okay, I have more.
Okay.
This one I only cared about because this establishment is so close to where I live. Please don't try and stalk me. But there's so many places to live around there that you won't be able to figure it out. If you look up Yelp reviews for Zorba's Adult Shop, which is, like, right south of Old Town, it used to be a brothel.
No shit.
And then I was reading more of the replies to it, and it just got even crazier. It was like, and I really don't want to, like, go in there and look and see for myself, but some of the comments were like, yeah, like, if you go in there, it's still weird as fuck. You can see where they had, like, viewing rooms and glory holes and, like, all this different stuff. But, yeah, apparently it's not, like, Fascinations. It's, like, a different level.
Hmm. I haven't been to an adult shop.
Me neither.
Ever, actually.
I never have. But, like, Fascinations has windows, right? Like, there's a Fascinations really close to where I live, too.
Yeah.
But it has windows, and if you look in them, it just looks like lingerie. Like, I'm sure they have toys and stuff, but there's windows, is my point. Like, they're not hiding anything. Zorba's, not a window in sight. It's really sketch.
Interesting. I wonder if they're still, like...
Low-key.
Low-key, yeah. Actually, no, that's a lie. I have been to a sex store, but I went with, like, one of my straight girlfriends years ago. I was, like, 18, 19. Like, we were, like, just barely legal to be able to even, like, get into that store, you know? And it was more of just, like, it was just for the novelty for us, really.
Yeah.
We weren't there to buy anything, but...
Well, and there's nothing wrong with going to a sex store.
No, absolutely not. And plus, anything, now that I think about it, I'd rather go buy lube at a sex store than at, like, Walmart.
I mean, I think it's going to be the same product wherever you buy it.
Yeah, but, like, I'm just talking about, you know...
When, like,
you
go, judgment-wise?
When you go into a sex store, I've heard that people are, like, overtly friendly and helpful.
Like a dispensary?
almost to, like, an uncomfortable degree.
And you're like, I just want to look.
Yeah, but, like, in Walmart, whatever, like, for me, the last time I bought lube from there, I had to go through self-checkout because I just didn't want anybody knowing I was buying
it. Well, the one time I bought lube, I got it from Target curbside pickup.
Oh.
So I just avoided any interaction.
Was that the only item, though, in your order?
No, it was the only item I wanted to purchase, but I disguised it around, like, a bunch of other items.
Were the other items?
Like, groceries. Like, I was just like, you know what, all of a sudden I'm going to meal...
Cucumber, banana.
Actually, there was a cucumber, but I was going to eat the cucumber. Like...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was like, all of a sudden I'm really inspired to meal prep in light of the other thing that I want to purchase to disguise
it. Meal prep with... one cucumber.
Well, no, there was a bunch of stuff. It was to make, like, a salad, okay?
You're gonna meal prep a salad?
I guess so. I don't even know.
I'm asking too many questions.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the answer. But I do remember that there was a cucumber because I remember thinking, like, oh, that's a weird combination. But I still wanted the cucumber, like, for my cooking adventure.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Are all these about the Scottsdale Mall?
Well, no, these are the screenshots. This one just says, apparently the global ambassador has become a high-end escort ring. Like, we already covered that. Like, yeah, probably.
I think, yeah.
Oh, one of those golf cart girls got hit a few weeks ago, and the street was closed off all day. I believe the people in the cart passed away, but there are no news articles about it. So, it's just, like, people alleging there was a cover-up. Because
insurance goes crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you don't know, there's, like, little golf carts. We already have talked about this. It'll take you from bar to bar, basically. That really doesn't surprise me, though, because my brief experience driving one of those, it's kind of scary. Like, with the cars, like, just buzzing past you.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see if someone wasn't paying attention or if you weren't paying attention as the driver, you could easily get into an accident with a car. So, that one's sad, but...
Do you know what sucks about Old Town?
What?
The The party bikes, the party tractors.
I have beef with that company.
I hate all of them.
I have personal beef with that company.
No, there's like six companies. Eight companies.
Well, the Party Bike AZ is the main one.
Oh, okay. Well, what about the Party Tractor? I've seen the Party Tractor.
Well, the Party Tractor can, like, fuck off. Because they'll just, like, sit there in the middle of the road, and you're like, I just got off work. I want to go home. I'm tired. I'm hungry.
No, remember when we got stuck behind one, and then I was like,
yeah, you just have to go around them, yeah.
Going around, sorry.
Yeah. But the Arizona Party Bike, I'm going to slander. Because I got hired by them when I first moved here. And they were like, yeah, you're totally good. And then they, like, they looked at my driving history. And they were like, you have a severe violation. I have a speeding ticket. I have a speeding ticket that I got in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Which is, everybody has a speeding ticket.
And also, these party bikes don't go over 30 miles an hour.
Yeah. So they were like, well, we can't hire you now. And I'm like, every human that lived in Oregon has a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. So, now I hate them.
Weird. Okay. Fuck the party bikes.
And they clog up the road.
Yep.
Diego Pop's AC was broken for like 2 weeks a few summers ago, and they gaslit us and kept saying it was still working, but it just couldn't keep up. I just thought that was funny. Like, imagine you're working in a restaurant and the AC is broken, and they're just like, no, it's not.
It just can't keep up. It's just not.
Like, it's 120 degrees, you're dying. Yeah. Like,
damn, it's tough. Then again, that whole restaurant, it's like, oh, it's an open restaurant, though.
Yeah, it's pretty open.
Yeah. So it'd be hard for, you could argue, yeah, it's just not able to keep up, because every single fucking window is open.
Imagine the poor kitchen workers. Oh my god. Okay, this is another one that triggered me, and then I, like, immediately tried to start researching it. I don't believe this is true, but if it is, I need to go there. There's some speakeasy that you can only get into if someone in there knows you. Even if a regular person found the place, they'd turn you away. Like, if you just happened upon it. And then they replied to themselves and said, also, you need to have an income of over $1 million. And I was, like, immediately on Reddit trying to find, like, more about this, and I couldn't. So this person could totally be lying. I wouldn't put it past, like, Paradise Valley to have something like that.
What if that's, like, the secret underground club?
Maybe they're the same
underneath,
thing.
Underneath Scott's Tumble.
I need to go. I need to, or at least know about it. Like, I feel out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I need the lore. I will not rest until I find it.
Yes.
And I will report back.
Yes. Well, we can't, because then we'll be excommunicated from said.
From the club.
Yeah.
They're not listening. The club owners.
They might be.
They might be stalking.
People with money like wine.
Yeah.
And they might listen to us for, like, a few minutes. But I don't know realistically how long. Yeah. They're not really our target audience.
This one just made me really sad. And I wanted to, if anyone listens to this, and this is true, like, we need to do something about it. It says, Arizona Humane Society kills about 80% of the dogs that they intake, but most people believe they don't kill at all. Maricopa County Animal Care and Control saves over 94%, but both are considered a high-kill organization by many. Both organizations can approve. I mean, 94% no-kill is pretty good, in my opinion. Assuming that some of the animals that they receive are, like, diseased or injured or whatever.
The Humane Society kills most? 80%?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I have nowhere to verify this, but that's what this person said.
Wait, so Humane Society kills 80%.
Yeah.
Maricopa
kills only 6.
Saves 94%.
Yeah.
And again, like, where's the regulation with that, though? Is there even regulation with that?
No.
So, like, yeah, there's, like, no way.
And out of all the places I live, Arizona has been my favorite, but it really does hurt me how little they give a shit about animals. Like, I've never lived anywhere with a stray population before this. And there's strays. There's no stray dogs in Old Town, but there are stray cats everywhere. And I know there are stray dogs in some parts of Phoenix. I've seen them. And it's just weird to me because everywhere else I've lived, like, that issue was pretty much solved. There were no strays. So, I don't know what to do about that.
I don't see much strays, I'll be honest. I've seen more strays in Queen Creek than I have in Scottsdale, or...
There's, like, a colony of stray cats in my apartment.
In the complex? That makes sense that it's in the complex. Well, but are they strays, or are they owned by some of the...
They're definitely, like, strays.
Really?
You can tell by, like, they look feral, right? Like, They're dirty. They're fighting each other. They're fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's sad. And also, I would like to rain hell upon one specific business in the Tempe Mills Mall. It is a pet store.
I've never been to the Tempe Mills Mall. Why have you?
Because it's kind of a trip. It's, like, so weird. It, like, makes you feel something. But also, they have Tesla chargers. So when I've been, like, stuck in Tempe, it's like, I'm going to charge and I'm going to go explore, right? Instead of just sitting in my car.
Yeah.
Also, Rainforest Cafe, which you hate me for liking it, but...
The food isn't even that good.
It's for the vibes. Whatever. Tempe Mills Mall has a pet store that sells actual puppies, and I know they're puppy mill puppies.
Oh, wait, I've heard that those stores aren't, like, good, though.
They're not good, and I don't... That is illegal in Oregon and California, to have puppy mill puppies. And it just needs to make it on... This is just how... I'm sorry, I'm soapboxing, but this is how animal rights works. If it makes it on the ballot, it passes. Because everybody cares about animals. It's a pretty apolitical issue. But it's hard to get people to care enough to actually get it on the ballot. So there just needs to be a measure in Arizona to ban puppy mill puppies, puppy mills, breeding, things like that. I'm not exactly sure how the regulations work, but I know that they're not allowed in Oregon and California. So we just need the same law here. And it will pass if you get it on the ballot.
Yeah, but I don't know. Arizona is such a swing state that I don't think that people are really politicians, I don't think that they're super concerned.
They're not concerned. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But even in red states, when animal rights issues make it on the ballot, they pretty much always pass. Maybe not livestock, but if it's like dogs and cats, it's like... Like Florida was the last state to ban greyhound racing. They used to have greyhound racing here when my dad was growing up. But they obviously, it's legal now, dog racing. So it's just a matter of getting politicians to give a fuck enough to get it on the ballot as a measure. It always passes. There's never enough being done to protect animals, in my opinion.
Yeah, balut.
Nobody eats balut where I live, and there's nothing I can do about what's happening on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I don't think that's a part of the American palate, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, fortunately.
Fortunately, yeah. Okay, last thing. I found a whole another TikTok that was just about the Salt River tubing. And basically, there were so many comments that, like, I couldn't even possibly get close to screenshotting them all.
Yeah.
That were about how there's always dead bodies in that river. Like, when it's crowded during the summer, because people will, like, they'll just regular drown, they'll get too drunk, they'll get too hot, whatever have you. And it's so crowded that they, like, don't find the bodies till, like, days later. And so, like, at any given moment that you're tubing, there could be a dead body in that water. And another thing was that people have gone and tested the water. It's basically the dirtiest water imaginable. And then there was a couple other comments backing that up. Like, my friend cut his foot there and then he got gangrene. Stuff like that. Where it was just all going back to the fact that it's an extremely unsanitary river.
I'm so glad that I'm not, like, okay.
I've tubed the Salt River once.
Once.
And that was enough. I did not enjoy myself.
I almost drowned when I went to the Salt River the first time.
Can you swim?
Yes, but, okay. Like, no, it was during the rapid... First of all, I was 7 years old when I was there.
Never mind, sorry. And I retract my statement.
No, and, like, we were going through the rapids, and, like, I... parkoured off of a rock in the rapids and then flipped out, and it was busy season and there was a whole brigade of tubes and people behind me. I was underwater for what felt like at least 20 to 30 seconds. Yeah, almost drowned. Like, and people's feet were, like, kicking me. Like, I couldn't, like, get, because there was just
tubes. Did you, like, think you were gonna die?
Yeah. And then some person saw me from yards behind me that I fell out of my tube, and they, like, yanked my ass out of the river. And then, like, I had to wait. I vividly remember just, like, sitting on, like, some random man's lap, like,
trying to find your parents.
Well, just, like, not in a state of delirium, essentially. And then, like, the rapids stopped, and then suddenly, like, these people were, like, crowd waving me over to my parents.
I understand the feeling.
Yeah, and so now, whenever people, now, summertime here, everybody, even at work, they're just like, oh my god, like, off day, we're all off, like, let's go to the river. And I'm like...
You're like, I'm good.
Like, truly, like, I would rather drive 6 hours to San Diego. Can we just, like, go to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience when I was a kid, so I get it. I got tumbled in a wave and I thought I was gonna die, but it's really scary.
Well, no, but imagine, like, I could have, that rock that, thank God, my tube went up on, mm-hmm. I could have, like, landed on that rock and then, like, went unconscious and just, like, been underwater, you know?
Well, that's what all these people are saying. It's, like, just the sheer, it's not a very dangerous river or anything, but it's just the sheer amount of people that are there.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be a percentage of them that get in accidents where they end up dying. And, yeah, they basically don't find the bodies for a while.
Interesting. Well, but, like, don't people, are these bodies that are not being found, are they, who are the people that they went with to the river? They were just, like, gone all of a sudden? They were like, oh, where's this
Well,
person?
I think that people know that they're missing. Like, that's not it. They just...
But, like, when they call 911, they don't just shut down the river and,
no,
like,
they don't.
Look,
that's the thing. Like, they are looking for these people, but it just takes a while to find them, and then I guess they don't shut down the river. Like, that's the tea, is that they don't shut down the river.
It's shady.
And then this was another... I screenshot this comment, but I saw a lot similar to this. This says, okay, I was, like, 15 when I saw this. I'm floating with a group of friends, and we come around this bend. I happen to look over, and this couple had anchored by a tree, completely void of clothing, and doing the deed right there, wide open. No care in the world. We heard them before we saw them. But again, I came across quite a few along those lines.
On the same TikTok.
Yeah.
It was about, okay.
Basically, people just... I just can't imagine the infections that you would get combining...
Were they in the river?
All of the other knowledge. Well, they're within tube on river.
Oh, find, like, a crack in the rock.
Or just go home.
No, I mean, like, find a crack in the rock.
Go to another body of water. You're covered in this gangrene, dead body grime water.
No, I'm saying get out of the river and go
hike
a few yards.
Yeah, but you're still covered
in the grime water. You know, like, it doesn't take that much effort to, like, take the grime water off.
Well, it's not like they have showers at Salt River.
You don't necessarily need showers. I mean, like... You suck them off, get all the germs off.
Okay, so it just goes
so
in your mouth and then you get food poisoning or get poisoning from that.
I almost died at the river, but it wasn't from getting sick. I was underwater for a good minute.
Okay, well, after reading all of these, I will never be doing the deed at the Salt River. Also, I will never be going back to begin with.